This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A new report from a key banking regulator finds a larger number of consumers with poor credit are getting credit cards. But the Federal Reserve Bank of New York data also show the card delinquency rate is dropping. Perhaps people are budgeting better, or is that mounting debt hasn't caught up with us yet? Sally Herships reports.
It's weird, right? Consumers with iffy credit are getting more credit cards, but the delinquency rate is dropping?
The short answer is this isn't so odd.
Ezra Becker is with TransUnion, the credit bureau. He says there are a few things that can affect delinquency rates.
One of them is internal to consumers and where they are with their finances, and the other is external to consumers.
Like the state of the economy and availability of jobs. Both okay right now. Plus, Becker says we may want to reassess borrowers we're calling iffy.
There's lousy and then there's lousy.
He says today's subprime consumers, that's someone with a credit score lower than, say, 600, is not the same borrower they were during the financial crisis. Chi-Chi Wu is with the National Consumer Law Center.
Something like 70 to 80% of people with a low credit score, they're going to be fine.
Wu says credit scores don't measure our ability to repay. That depends on our income and expenses. A big relief because our national credit card bill is $729 billion. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.